Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we bring you an episode of our special holiday musical, The Innkeeper's Wife.
I've learned that God often speaks in dreams, to Joseph, to the Magi, to prophets and kings throughout our history. That night, while I slept peacefully, dreams were being dreamed all across Bethlehem. Warnings, instructions, a single urgent word, flee. By the time I woke, everything had changed.
You couldn't sleep either.
No, I dreamed.
So did I. A voice, a warning.
In my dream, a man told me, "Do not return to Herod."
The same words, exactly the same. Here comes Caspar.
Brothers, I had a dream. Disturbing.
We know. We all did.
Three witnesses. The same dream. The same warning.
What do we do?
We leave. Now. Before dawn. We take the southern road through the wilderness, then east. We do not go near Jerusalem.
But Herod will be furious. He'll know we disregarded his request.
We do not answer to this king.
We don't, but Caspar is right. Herod will be angry. And when he realizes we're not coming back, his fury will turn toward the child.
We should warn them before we leave. It's Joseph. Stop the caravan.
Good men of Persia, you're leaving.
From your effect, I would say that you are not surprised by this.
I had a dream.
When daylight fails, and eyes grow dim, and weary minds surrender, the Lord speaks soft to those he loves in vision, sweet and tender. What waking ears refuse to hear, the sleeping heart receives. For God has always found a way to reach the one who believes.
Like I said, I had a dream. An angel appeared to me. This is the same angel who visited me in a dream when I was in Nazareth. He told me to take Mary and the child and flee to Egypt, tonight.
Egypt? That's a long journey with an infant.
The angel said to stay there until I'm told it's safe to return. He said Herod is going to search for the child, to destroy him.
Destroy him? But he's just a baby.
To Herod, he's a threat. A rival king announced by stars and prophecies. Herod has killed his own sons for less.
Then we go, now.
Mary, you should rest. We have a long journey ahead.
There's no time for rest. You heard the angel. So did they. We go now. Thank you. For the gifts, for your worship, for the warning.
We came to honor a king. We found something greater. Take this. Additional gold. The road to Egypt is long, and you'll need provisions.
We can't accept.
You can. You must. Consider it part of our worship.
Thank you. Shalom. Blessings on you.
May the God who sent his star guide your steps.
And bring you safely home when the danger is past.
Simon woke me before dawn. He'd heard movement outside, horses, camels, hushed voices. By the time I reached the courtyard, the Magi were gone, vanished down the southern road like they'd never been there at all. I ran to the cave. What's happening? Where are you going?
Egypt, we have to leave. Now.
Egypt? But that's... why?
Joseph had a dream. An angel. Herod wants to kill the baby.
Kill him? No, no, that can't...
The Magi were warned too. All three of them. The same dream. They've already gone, taking a different road so Herod won't find them. We have to go before sunrise. Before anyone sees which direction we've taken.
But you can't just leave. The baby is so small. Mary is still recovering. Egypt is weeks away through wilderness and desert.
We have to trust. The same God who sent the angels, who led the Magi, who gave us this child. He'll protect us on the road.
But I'm not ready. I'm not ready for you to go. I just found you. I just found all of this. And now you're leaving, and I don't know if I'll ever see you again.
You will. I don't know when or how, but you will. This isn't the end.
How can you be so certain?
Because you're part of the story now, and stories like this, they don't end with goodbye.
Hold you in my heart and watch until you're out of sight. May angels go with you, may stars light your way. May the God who came to find us keep you safe until the day when the danger is over and you're finally home. May his presence go with you until we meet again.
I watched until I couldn't see them anymore, until the darkness swallowed them completely. Then I went into the cave. It still smelled of hay and animals and something else, something I couldn't name. The manger was empty. The blankets were gone, only the impression in the straw where they had slept. I knelt there, in the place where he had been born, and I wept. Not because I was sad, or not only because I was sad, but because I had been given something precious, a glimpse of glory, a brush with the divine, and now it was gone, and I didn't know if it would ever come back. The cave was just a cave again, stone and hay and silence, but I had been changed, and you can't unchange that. You can't unknow what you've known or unsee what you've seen.
You gave us more than shelter when the world had turned away. You gave us hope and kindness when we had no place to stay. I will not forget you or the courage that you showed when you opened up your door and welcomed us in. You will always be remembered.
To be continued.